At Mount Carmel, every birth is the beginning of something beautiful. So, we bring together compassion and expertise to every pregnancy with a personal touch. The first step to a healthier, happier life. Learn more at MountCarmelForYou.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Neggs.
And I'm Maria.
that always gives you a little giggle, huh?
That always makes me giggle.
Ooh, you want some pizza?
I hope you all got a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat, because today marks the start of our Ookie Pookie Spooky season. We are going to be doing costumes every week. We're going to be doing horror-themed episode every week. I'm so excited.
Me too.
And for our snack today, we got Papa John's. Maria, do you want to tell them what we're dressed up as?
Up as Pooka and Garu from the show Pooka. If you know, you know, because he doesn't know the show.
I can't believe you don't know it.
It was like, I remember it being on Disney XD. I loved it.
I've never seen it a day in my life.
I always wanted to try the noodles they have on there. They just like, I don't know, for me as a kid, it just looks so appetizing. I was like, I want
to
try them.
I'm going to have to give it a watch.
You're going to have to. It's such a cutesy show, I mean.
I would love to watch it. I can't wait.
Oh. I think you would love it. And also, again, like I told you, like the main characters, they don't speak. Pooka and Garu, they don't speak. They're just, and then, yeah, crying. Pooka cries. But the other characters talk. So, it's great.
I gotta give it a watch.
You gotta watch it. I used to be obsessed with it.
I gotta know what I'm dressed up as.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, girl.
I think it's a good cosplay. My week... Oh my gosh, my week has been pretty good, honestly. I finally got my credit card. What?
We flip-flopped.
Oh my god, because you said yours isn't that great.
Yeah, but we'll get into it.
Okay, so I finally got my... Okay, I already had my credit card Triangle League, like, when I got accepted, you know? But, like, I finally got, like, the physical card on Monday, so at the beginning of this week. But the thing is, I wasn't able, well, I could have used it, but I wasn't, but I say I wasn't able to because, honestly, when I was doing my research, it was saying that, well, people were saying that you shouldn't use it before, like, the what's it called? Payment statement date, whatever. The payment statement date.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I can't use it because it said, like, the statement date was gonna be, like, on the 13th, which was, like, yesterday. So I was like, I'm not gonna fucking use it because I'm not gonna mess up my credit score literally, like, the moment I get it.
Did you use it?
I'm not trying to. I still haven't used it because, thankfully, this is like the first day I could use it.
Mm.
So, yeah. Who knows what I'm going to use it on?
Swipe.
Who knows what I'm going to use it on?
Probably gas.
Probably. I mean, that definitely is. But I mean, like, who knows, like, what my first purchase is going to be? Because I've been thinking, I'm like, what is it going to be? Like, even brought it to me because I'm like, sometimes, like, well, usually when I leave your house, I'm like, I want a late night snack.
You should take yourself out to go.
So, I'm probably just going to get something to eat.
Oh, that's so exciting.
With it. You know, I'm very excited. But, yeah, for like, other stuff I'm gonna be using it, I mean, I already said. Like, just, like, regular stuff that I was already planning on, like, gas, whenever I go out to eat, and then just, like, stuff I buy already in general.
How fun.
Right? I'm very excited.
I'm so excited for you.
Start building my credit. I'm very excited, actually. Well, I'm excited for this, too.
I know. My week hasn't been great.
Oh my god, what's
up? If I'm honest. So, as y'all know, I talked about it last week. I was up for a new role at work. I was up for a raise at work.
I think that's so fucked, honestly, though.
I was up for a raise at work, and my manager came in to talk to me and two of the other candidates, and he calls the first two back, smiles when they leave, and I was like, fuck. Honestly, when I saw that I wasn't the second one to go in,
mm-hmm.
I figured, like, damn, I don't know if I'm going to get it now.
Like, that's it. Is that what you kind of thought?
Yeah.
Would you care if I, like, mix it kind
of? Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
But I went to the back, and he starts talking to me, and we're talking, and he goes, literally the first thing he said to me was, I want you to know, your interview was the best one out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yours was the best one. And he was like, I was even surprised at how well you did at the interview.
Mm-hmm. You know what, I'll do this.
And then...
Well, because I feel like
you
we're like...
You like that, guys.
I do. I feel we're like double dipping it, because I'm like, fuck, what if he like...
Oh, I don't mind.
You don't care if I double dip?
No, I was going to do it.
I don't care.
So if you don't care, I don't care.
No, I don't care. I'll double dip then.
Anyway, he was like, He was like, you had the best interview out of everyone. I was actually surprised at how well you were doing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, great. Mm-hmm. I was like, literally, when he started saying that, I was like, right, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, but you're not a barista trainer. And I went, I was like, you told me that wasn't going to matter. Because mm-hmm. I literally have a text on my phone with him telling me it shouldn't matter that you're not one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you told me it shouldn't matter. And he goes, I thought it wasn't going to matter. Mm-hmm. But apparently it does do... the person above me. Mm-hmm. And so I can't give it to you, bitch. It sounds so dramatic because I was like actually devastated. Mm-hmm. Just because of like how much actually like work I put into it, how much work I was doing.
I don't think it's dramatic.
I said, oh, okay. And he was like, but I want to give you so many more responsibilities at work because I think that you work really hard and I think you deserve them. I went, but without the pay? Mm-hmm. And it kind of gagged him.
I mean, it's so true, though. Like, he's giving you much more work.
Without the pay.
Without the pay.
And so I basically was like, I don't want to do the work if I'm not getting paid. And so I have started to seek employment elsewhere, if I'm mm-hmm. being honest. I started to look at my other options. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it maybe about, like, I'm maybe going to give it, like, 2-ish months. Mm-hmm. Because apparently there's going to be another role up for it. Mm-hmm. Like, another position available for the role that I wanted. Soon, because one of them's getting chopped from the island, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're literally trying to get him chopped from the island. Mm-hmm. But
I heard.
They're trying to get one of our shift leaders chopped from the island. So I'm gonna give it till the end of the year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Give it to the end of the year, and if it's like if I still don't have the position, but if I have to fucking interview for that position again, I'm gonna be pissed the fuck off.
Most likely are.
I know, but like.
Well, I was gonna say then start trying to get to be a barista trainer too.
So I'm just gonna, you know, do what I gotta do. I'm gonna do everything. And he was literally like, if I was hiring three of them, you would have been the one that I was gonna hire. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'm not like pressed, but I am a little pressed. So now I've decided I'm gonna treat work the same way that you treat work. Go in there, do my job, leave. No. I'm not. And if he texts me like, can you stay late? No, not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be staying late. I'm not gonna be going in early anymore.
I do that sometimes.
I was a fantastic team player mm-hmm. for the last couple months. I've been going in early. I've been picking up shifts. I've been staying late for people. Mm-hmm. Just to be handed basically like a medal, like a participation medal.
A gold sticker, yeah. Yeah. But like,
I'm like, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
But literally, the person that got it, one of the people that got it, mm-hmm. she during her interview, they asked her, like, so what do you want in the job? She said, for money. That was literally her answer was, for money. And I feel like that's, like, a basic thing that you don't say in an interview. It's like, why do you want the job? For money? Fucking yeah, obvious.
So real,
though. Fucking obviously. Like, obviously you want it for the money. But you don't say that. I had the best interview and I didn't get the job. Like, are you joking? Is this some sort of fucking joke? So, I don't know. Lost most respect for the company. Not going to be... Mm-hmm. Lost most respect for the managers. I'm not going to be going in early, staying late anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Basically, I'm just going to be there to cut a check and leave.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's definitely the way I am. I'm there for a check.
Because I'm fucking over it. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. I can't believe I was treated like that. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad. Mm,
that is crazy. Because, like, he you came like to crux. You. So it was like, no, I do eat it sometimes. Damn, judging me.
No, sorry. I was just wondering.
But it's like, it's the way he, like, came up to you about it, too. About, yeah. like, you're like, hey, you should apply for this. But then he didn't get it. I don't know. Like, did he at least, like, fight for you? Like, to try and get you to be one? I don't know.
Specifically asked me to apply for it and then didn't even
get it. Yeah, you didn't even get it, yo. I think that's crazy. I think it's very valid that, like, you feel a type of way, honestly.
Sorry, I just want this water over here.
There you go. But, yeah, that is honestly insane that you didn't get it. And it's like, you were, like, the best interviewee.
Literally told me that I was like, the best interviewee.
But you don't get it. That's what you're saying, like, oh, there's a third person, and yeah, you would have gotten it.
That,
but it's like, I feel like that's a lie. Because, like, if you wouldn't have even gotten it from the beginning, I thought you would have gotten it for the third one. If, like, there like, was a third one for not being a barista trainer, you know?
And, like, don't fucking patronize me by saying me, oh, you would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because, like, really? Why didn't you just get it originally if you were the best?
Oh, literally told me you were the best interview.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I still didn't fucking get it?
Yeah.
Oh, and then... After he told me that I wasn't going to get it, I walked back on the floor, and I looked at my coworker and went, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I just walked in there, and it was, like, again, I feel like I tend to be a little bit of a dramatic person. the bathroom door shut. I locked it. And I just, like, fell on my knees and started, like, I put my hands on my face and just started sobbing in the bathroom. I was like, ugh.
I really don't think you should mind for crying about it. Like, the whole time you were saying, like, oh, I'm for sure think I'm going to get this.
And it's like,
I don't think it's dramatic that you were crying about it, because, like, even I thought you were going to get it, too, honestly.
I was going to get it, too.
Like, I thought you had it, like, literally in the bag. Like, anytime you talked to me about it, I was like, yeah, you for sure have, like, a foot in the door, because, like, he came to you. Like, the manager came to you telling you, like, hey, you should apply.
You should apply for it. I want you. They're literally telling me, I want you to apply for it. And I was like, but they didn't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I would have hired you, but you're just not one. You're, like, he was like, I wouldn't have hired. He literally told me I wouldn't have hired someone else if you were a barista trainer. I would have hired you. And I was like.
So you're going to become a barista trainer?
Don't fucking know. Is it worth it?
Well, I mean, like, I'm saying, like, if you're going to stay, like, until the end of the year.
Yeah, I might.
I mean, there's only a few months left. And also, since, like, if they are gonna, like, fire that person, then, like, if you're gonna want their position, but you didn't get the position this time because you weren't a barista trainer, then, like, getting in that process, or, like, if they do get fired.
I guess I'll text it about it.
You know, you can.
I just can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I was like, actually, yeah. And then, I don't know, the rest of the week was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rest of the week was just fine. I don't know.
I was trying to think about the rest of my week.
Mm. I've kind of been feeling sad most of the week because of it, mm-hmm. which sounds really dramatic, but...
I don't think it is, though. I really don't think it's dramatic that you feel a type of way about it, because, like, I really thought you were going to get it. Like, and you even thought you were really going to get it. If I thought I was really going to get something like that, and then was excited about it, of course I would be devastated for not getting it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're being dramatic at all.
I feel like I felt like I got an opportunity sucked away from me after... Mm-hmm. After basically being promised the opportunity and then it got sucked away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but there is nothing I actually want to talk to you about.
Yeah, you said you wanted to tell me something and it was intimate.
Yeah, it's about my intimate life. And first of all, I need you to know, I feel shame. I feel almost disgust even on my actions.
What?
Me and we were in bed, you know,
mm-hmm.
being a little freak nasty, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I called him the D word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Like, that's so nasty!
I'm so nasty?
I called him the D word, Maria. For those who don't know what the D word is, it's gonna be, oh, I don't even want to say it again.
You literally said it earlier today. So nasty. What is going on?
Shit, yeah, girl, it was just like, oh, I can't even explain. I was just like, ugh. I can't believe I said that!
Like, what, it just kind of came out? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I thought he would like it, and so I said it, and then he ended up really liking it, but I don't want to say it again, because, ew.
You're like, damn, he really liked it.
I know, but literally, he was like, yeah, and like started to go faster, and I was like, no. No.
You know, I've never had Alfredo pizza. I'm kind of scared.
It's good.
I am, but being so for real, I'm kind of nervous. So I'm like, what if I don't like it? Now I gotta eat it?
Well, if you don't like it, you can have the last one, Pep. But, like, I hope you like it, because I want that pep.
You can have it.
No, I'm gonna wait till you try. I think it's good. I like the Alfredi. Thoughts? Opinions? Exclamation points? She wants your love. Do you like it? You don't like it?
It's kind of mid.
Do you want the last pep?
No, I'm reading it.
If you insist. You don't gotta tell me twice now. I told Maria, I'm learning from her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing as a person because of her. Because now, all I'm asking is a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, if that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone offers me something that I actually want, I'm not going to be like, no, are you sure? But okay.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Don't gotta tell me. Hand it over right now.
And it's like, if the person's gag, well, they shouldn't have told you. They shouldn't have asked, you know what I mean?
If you...
They shouldn't have kept insisting or even asking it.
If you don't want to do it, she shouldn't be offering.
Exactly.
And I've learned.
It's so funny, though, whenever you used to be gagged.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, Marie, do you want me a patient? No, I got it. Are you trying to? Okay. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? What's going on? Oh, God, I thought. Get out of here. She keeps trying to get to our food.
Okay, let's get into my topics.
Wait, yeah. What topics do you have? Are they ooky and spooky?
I think they are a little. Like, not in like a Halloween type of scary way, but more in like a real life type of way.
Don't like that.
So that's still ooky and spooky because, you know, real life can be pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is one that freaks me out, personally. I know it freaks out... I mean, what did I say? I know it freaked out some other people also. Because, like, when I was looking it up on TikTok, like, other people were saying they were also freaked out by it. But, like, have you seen the AI videos of, like... It's, like, you and then... You hugging, like, your younger self, or, like, you hugging, like, a dead family member.
Uh-huh.
Fucking freak me out.
I don't like it.
And, of course, I have some right here for us to watch.
Oh, you brought some?
Yes, of course. I told you.
These brushes are good with a little bit of burnt on them.
Yeah? I don't mind the way it looks. Even when, like, they're done right. Because, like, I have some of the AI ones where it looks scary. Where it makes them, like, look real scary. But it's, like, it just freaks me out.
That looks weird. Okay, what does she mean, did me dirty? It looks fine.
Yeah. Let's do this one. Let's see what pops up here. Yeah. There's something about it.
I'm not in love with this trend.
It's not cute. Scary.
I mean...
I don't like it.
I've seen some cute ones.
No, I don't like it. This weirds me out. It weirds me out. No. Okay, this one actually is scary. It's like scary. That was scary. That was scary to you.
No, I don't like it.
It's freaking me out. Anyways.
And they paid for it?
Yeah, you had to pay for it, too.
Not on my
watch. Not into it. Okay, now let's move on to the PSAs.
PSAs, ooh, girl.
I've been having a lot of PSAs pop up on my For You page. And, of course, I've been watching them. And I decided to say some for a swatch.
I'd love to watch some.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I just love watching PSAs as a kid, also.
Do you remember when we were on our way back from New York? I was really watching a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
And I saw this one.
His car had kept his speed to 100k. Here's where he would have stopped. If he stopped here, his wife wouldn't take the full impact of the crash and die instantly.
Damn.
If he stopped here, the last thing Sally will ever hear wouldn't be the sound of her own neck breaking.
Jesus Christ.
And Nikki wouldn't break several ribs and her collarbone. As for Jim,
he's fine.
Well, Jim could have avoided broken bones and a broken heart. But anyway, it's too late for all that now. Because this isn't where it stops.
That part's so eerie to me.
It's where it all begins.
Because, you know, it's the real thing that happens. It doesn't just, like, end there.
PSAs really freaked me out. I saw one where I was, like, it was about, like, a school shooting. And all the clips were like, do you see, look at this boy doing this, and look at this boy doing that. But did you see that in the background? This boy's reading a gun magazine, and then he's going to shoot up the school. I'm like, oh my God.
I have one like that. But, I know when I was younger, I really had a phase of, like, well, I was one of those kids, like, I was always on YouTube. And I feel like, I don't even think it's just, like, one of those kids. I think, like, a lot of kids, like, in, like, the early 2010s, were, like, watching a lot of YouTube. Like, that was, like, the most popular app, I feel. Like, you know how, like, right now TikTok is, like, one of the most popular apps?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like YouTube during that time was, like, really popular. Everyone was watching, like, a YouTube video. And I used to love watching PSAs and, like, commercials. And some of them are really freaky. I mean, obviously, that's why, like, some PSAs are made like that. Like, they're meant to, like, freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
Invoke some emotion in you. Because, like, it's a PSA. But some of them are really freaky.
But they really do freak me out.
You want some pizza? Oh, this one's so freaky. Because, like, I like this one.
Hi, Mr. Gray.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
I saw this one.
Thanks for coming over.
Nice to see you, too. Always happy to help out with dating.
One in five children is sexually abused before they turn 18.
Aiden, come say hi to Kelly.
Do you know the signs?
What are you doing?
For the ones that are just listening, and even for the viewers, he peed his pants, so look good. But, like, anyways, I like that they did a PSA like this, because, like, I feel like usually... It's always, like, a man that's, like, the abuser.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, usually, I feel like usually it isn't a man that's abuser. Whenever you hear, like, stories about, like, sexual abuse, it's usually a man that was sexually abusing someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it that they also did it on a woman. Because, like, I feel like I said, they usually never do the women. And, like, there are women that sexually abuse kids. Or just sexually abuse anyone, you know?
Oh, scary. Didn't love.
So I like that they brought awareness in that sense. Like, it could literally just be, like,
it
the babysitter. Yeah, it literally could be anyone.
But. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's see this one now. Wait, okay, let's do this one.
I saw this one too!
Yeah?
9, 8, 7.
This is Caitlin and her mom. Today is her birthday, and she's playing her favorite game of hide and go seek.
No, you're looking at me.
This is her little sister, Brooke. She likes the color orange, and she only plays on the monkey bars. Watch
only play on the monkey bars.
In what color order does Caitlin hand out the balloons?
I still want to play on the
Okay, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Which of these two balloons will she give to her sister?
No difference.
But where is her sister?
When I first watched it, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I didn't catch it the first time I watched it.
Distractions are everywhere.
But again, it's so true, because, like, through heaven, because, like, where it's happened like that. And it's just scary to, like, see it being played out. 30 watch this one? Yeah, 30 watch
this one. That's the
one. Yeah. Okay.
Or is it the 17th of April, 2014?
This one made me want to
cry. The day our lives was shattered. A collision involving two cars near Port Arlington.
Somebody want to cry.
On the Port Leash Road at around 8:30.
I wanted to try and get to Gillian, but I couldn't.
Ooh, the road one's always
worst day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
To see their mother in the car, her legs crushed with the engine, two kids on the side of the road like that, and one fighting for his life.
Scottish.
It's horrific.
Kill, what you doing?
I thought it was Irish.
As if you just tiny, you try your best to keep his heart pumping. I had that motherly instinct that Kieran was...
The screams of the family was unreal.
I hope that I will never experience lifting a little boy's body into his screaming mother's arms ever again. My body was completely broken, but... I didn't realize I would never see him again. The other driver was drunk.
Yeah, there was a drunk driver and there was a crash. But, like, it's so sad. I really like how they show, like, the point of views of, like, everyone, like, involved.
Uh-huh.
Like, from the person, like, the medics, to, like, nurses.
Honestly, that's one of the main reasons why I didn't want to become a nurse anymore.
Because of, like, the things you have to, like, deal with.
I genuinely don't know if I'd be able to tell a family, like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, that's not how
I'm saying. Obviously, no, but, like, that's, like, what you would have to do.
Hey, girl. Your kid's dead as fuck.
Yeah. That's really, like, the part of the nurse made me want to, like, cry. Because, like, where she's, like, I didn't know, like, I would have to, like, lift his body into, like, the mother's arms. Like, that's something I don't want to do again. But, like, that's something, like, she had to do.
I know. It's sick.
And it's so sad.
It's one of the I'm so glad I didn't go to school for nursing after...
But yeah, don't drive while drunk, guys. Oh. Not under influence.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this one's the next one.
Talk to you about this tomorrow, okay? All right, thank you. See you. Bye.
Oh, really? So, what is this you're drawing? Let's take a look. Okay. Beautiful. That's great. Hey, you want to have some fun? Yes? Okay, I'll teach you a song.
That
felt
real weird.
It goes like this. My itsy bitsy fingers are tickling your knees. Let's play a game. It's just you and me.
But watching it freaks me out. Even though, like, I just, like, watching it is still freaking me out.
And don't make a sound. Let my itsy bitsy fingers touch you all around.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But, like, on this part it says, if you don't teach your child about sexual abuse... someone else will. Like, reading that part was scary to me. Like, especially, like, again, I really like how it was played out with, like, when you see in the kid's face, like, you see, like, how she's, like, making a concerned face, because always, like, uncomfortable, like, he's touching her all around, going, like, my itsy bitsy fingers, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, she, like, smiles at the end, because, like, you don't, because, like, as a kid, when they're, like, so young, they don't understand, if, like, they don't know, like, what's happening, because they don't know what's happening. So they don't understand, like, how, like, they showed it, like, you can tell she's nervous, but she's, like, still smiling, because, like, obviously she also thinks, like, it's safe. Yeah, it's a safe game, and that she's with, like, a safe person, because, like, it looks like he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. It's like a school setting, like, so, like, her little kid mind, she's like, this should be safe, it's a game, and to the trusted adult, yeah, in school.
Weird.
So, again, I like how it's played out, but very disturbing, obviously. Okay, this is the next one.
PSAs are so interesting. I went to a party.
This one got me too.
You said, you told me not to drink, Mom, so I had the lemonade instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I would. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, the kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me. As I try hard not to cry, I can hear the paramedic say, this girl is going to die. My breath is getting shorter, Mum. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I feel so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mum, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mum. So I love you, and goodbye.
Oh. It's like even hearing it all over again. Know, like really, like, wow. It really always gets me, especially because again, it's acted out so well.
It
like
is.
So, you know, like it's literally a situation like many parents have been like in the room, like mourning their kid.
I know. I always hear about like they never change anything in the room.
Yeah.
After it happens.
Exactly, and it's like just mourning your kid because like she feels like that's all she has left at that point.
And how do you even room. Change the room? Exactly. After that? Do you even move? Like, can you even move?
Exactly.
That's so sad. You know, when I was,
What? I was going to bring up your pets. Is that what you're going to bring
no,
up?
No, I don't want to guess that. But, like, you know, when I attempted, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've already told that Anna was one of my first thoughts. But everyone was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to do this with my parents, especially my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never had my own room at her house, but, like, that would be so sad. I would never want to do that to my mom.
Well, because, like, that'd be such a pain, like, she would still feel.
I know. My mom is so funny. She texted me last night. And she just got teeth removed.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, out of nowhere, she goes, I got teeth removed. And I woke up and I don't feel loopy anymore. I was like, girl, are you sure? Girl, are you sure? It's like, it's literally like.
She was loopy, that's why. She was loopy. She's like, I don't feel loopy at all. Like, me when I took that shot. Oh, I'm sober already.
And she sobered me up. She was like, I don't feel loopy anymore. I said, you just texted me at 12:30 a.m. What do you mean?
See, that's what was there. 12:30 a.m. I'm not even loopy right now.
I'm not.
Not even.
What are you talking about?
Okay, let's see this one.
This is the last one.
This one.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These colorful binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
I remember seeing this one a few years ago.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class. These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
Bro, that part got me. Because again, it's definitely happened. All the school shootings have been happening.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
Bro, this part is true. Okay, I'll read it. It says, it's back to school time, and you know what that means. School shootings are preventable when you know about something. It didn't show the end. Sorry, guys. But like, I remember, with, like, the school shooting that really happened in Georgia, what's it called? Appalachia?
Yeah.
I think that's what the school is called. I remember I saw this one TikTok that was posted of one of the students there where he's, like, showing, like, the messages. Well, it was, like, the mom showing the messages from her kid. Where he's, like, there's a school shooting. Like, I love you. And I'm so sad reading it. I mean, he was okay, but it's, like, in the moment when it was all going on, he was at school. He was, like, trying to, like, send her that text.
Something's gotta be done about
it. No, it has to be. Especially because it keeps happening over and over, bro. And like, I've seen some more, like, apparently there was some, like, in, like, 1992 and the 80s, and it's, like...
And it's, like, and we still...
And we still haven't, like, done anything. Like, they're still... It's still this easy to, like, bring a gun to school.
Listen.
Or even to have a gun. Like, he was, like, 13.
Listen, and I know that, you know, people want their gun rights and all that. But, like, you gotta see...
I feel like there's definitely just be more precautions. Yeah. So it should not be that easy. We just walk into a store... Now you gotta go.
I know. We gotta take more precautions.
Yeah. I think there's something with, like... like a mental health screening.
Which, you know.
Something like that.
If you're over 18 and you live in the United States, voting season's coming up. Make sure you choose. I don't want to say the right decision, but please.
The right decision is Kamala Harris. Don't vote for Trump. What the fuck? Fuck Trump.
Please make the right decision because, you know, everything could be turned scary if you know.
Listen to the recent debate.
He sounds like a fool.
They're
killing the cats. They're killing the dog. We're killing babies. Fresh out of the womb. Literally. What are you talking about? No one's killing babies fresh out of the womb.
Everyone, they asked him about, like, his plan, and he's like,
I have a plan. Concepts for a plan. The concepts. What are you talking about?
Like, literally, so, no plan is what I'm hearing. Not one sort of plan going on.
So you got a plan. Cool. Anyway, you want to watch the last one?
Yes. Okay, this one's a funny one. I feel like this one you definitely have to see. Because, like, I remember it was, like, trending, like, when we were, like, teenagers.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a funny one. This is, like, the lighthearted one. I'm going to put one lighthearted one.
Oh, good.
What's out for
the
Always buckle up.
They did good. They haven't gotten an A. Ain't no way they did not get an A.
Did, I feel, you know what? They kind of put some work into that.
They did put some work. Did you see the editing?
I know. Every other PSA that was made in that classroom, they better have gotten the best grade. they better have gotten 100. All right, I'll drive. Make sure you buckle up.
YOLO.
What are we talking about?
Oh, you like, again, it was with the times. I know. Saying YOLO back then.
It was so good. I love that video.
Loved it. Okay, what do you got, girl? Well,
are you ready to take a quick little break?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to be right back. I see the red light, so we gotta go take a little break. Ooh. So we're going to be right.
What red light? Is that a joke?
Yeah, that's what they always say, like, at the in podcasts. They're like, oh, God, we have the red light. We got to take a little break real quick.
Mm.
You ever heard that? Or like in live TV.
Honestly, I only watch a few podcasts. And you know, I think in one of them they do say that. Because they do take a break.
I got the red light. So we're going to be right back. I'm going to take a quick little... Oh my God, bitch. When I raise my eyebrow, I do look angry. We're going to take a quick little break. And we're going to be right back.
We are going to be right back.
Hello, everyone. We are back. Maria. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to get ooky and spooky?
Yes, I'm ready to get scared. I love a good scary story.
I have I have 4 stories for us, but they're pretty long stories.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're gonna get into them. This first one is called Not My Mother. I know. Okay. So this was posted 4 years ago on the subreddit True Scary Stories. The user's deleted, but like it's fine. So this story happened about 11 years ago. I was a senior in high school at the time. Damn, how old is this bitch?
Oh my god, 11 years ago, a senior in high school? She's probably like late 20s, early 30s. Because when you're like a senior, you're like 18, 17.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Damn, you're like, damn, how old is this bitch? Okay. You're almost there, girl.
I'm young. What are you talking about?
You are young, girl.
This story happened about 11 years ago. I was a senior in high school at the time, but it is the single most mind-boggling thing that has ever happened to me. Also, it is important to note that this was mid-December, and I am from Iowa, where the winters here get cold at night. Like if you get stuck outside, you will die kind of cold.
I know it's cold there, yeah.
Plus, the snowfall makes everything dead silent. You can hear anything and everything outside the house. God, you know I'm bad at reading stories. Sorry, I want to become good at it. Let me pick up the mic. Let me get really into it.
Oh, yeah, get into it.
Well, me and my best friend were hanging out in my family's walkout basement. I don't know what a walkout basement is.
I would guess it's like one of those, like, I don't know, like, you know those big-ass basements? When they're right next to the house. Like, there's a door in the house. And
then, Yeah.
Because like, you know some basements, like, it's a door, and then you need to go down these stairs. I was kind of imagining those basements where it's, like, the kitchen and, like, the basement door is right there, and, like, the basement's, like, right there. That's what I was thinking of.
I was thinking, like, it maybe has, like, a door to the outside in the basement. That's how my sister lived in a house like that for a while. It was, like, a house in the basement. They had their separate entrance. Don't know. Anyway. We're hanging out in my family's walkout basement, just having a boring winter night playing video games. We also were the only ones home. The reason it was just us was because my mother went to work, went from work straight to the bar to grab a few drinks with her coworkers. She's so me. And then, so me and my friend thought it would be a good idea to break into the family wine and live a little. Ooh, live a little. As we were sitting there opening the first bottle, I hear the door to the garage open and then slam shut. I immediately go like, oh shit, and start looking for places to hide the bottle of wine. My friend says, I thought your mom was going to be out all night. She was, I replied. I heard a few heavy stomps and hear my mother yell out, is anyone home? I yell back up the stairs, yep, I'm just hanging out with my friend. I'm just hanging out in the basement. And I hear a few more steps move from the garage to the door towards the stairs. And she yells out again, Can you come up and help me with something? I need you up here.
Oh my god, no, that seems scary.
I reply back while frantically trying to find a good place to hide the wine. Yep, just give me a minute. Then there was silence for about 20 seconds. Is anyone down there with you? She yelled back in a more concerned, serious tone, in a voice that was slightly off from my mother's. This was the first thing that told me something wasn't right, because our family never cared if anyone was over. Our house was a very open house to all families and friends, and the voice, it was just wrong. It sounded like my mother, but it sounded like something was missing, and I couldn't put my finger on it. Weirdly, I replied back, just Colton. And after I yelled that to her, I found a good place to hide the bottle of wine and began walking up the stairs. I'm getting chills. I'm getting nervous.
I feel like it's like a shapeshifter.
Now, as I was walking up the stairs, I couldn't help but feel the overbearing silence in the house. The slight electric twinge. That something just wasn't right. When I got to the top of the stairs, I look over where the door to the garage is, and also the kitchen, which was right next to it, and it's black. Pitch black. All the lights were off, and there was no moonlight shining anywhere through the house. I walk over to the kitchen and yell out, Mom, where are you? And there was no reply, just silence and darkness. I felt the electric twinge turn into full-body needles, and my adrenaline started to kick in full force. I have to get out of here as soon as possible. My mother was not home. Ooh, I just got chills.
Yeah, that is scary.
I just got chills.
You got chills?
I got chills. That's scary. I run back down the stairs and grab my coat along the way. What's wrong? Colton asked me. My mom isn't home, I reply back as fast as I can, looking for my truck keys. What do you mean? You were just talking to her. I could see the confusion on his face. There's no one home. We need to leave right now. I took a step to the back door and I guess I was right with the, there's a door in the basement leading outside. I took a step towards the back door and opened up to the yard, and I see my dog shaking on the couch and the cat growling behind it. I couldn't leave them. Oh my god, the animals are there. The animals. I couldn't leave them. I just knew that if we left them, something would happen. Are we leaving? Colton said, still confused as all hell. No, we can't leave them here alone. Something is just really off. I'm going to call my mom and figure this out. I pull up my phone and immediately call my mom. She picks up immediately and says, what's going on? Mom, were you just home? I heard you yelling for me upstairs. And when I went up there, you weren't there at all. I said, frantically, hoping that she was playing a joke. No, I'm just now leaving the
That's scary.
Stop. Yeah. No, I'm just now leaving the bar. I wasn't feeling very well. Are you okay? What do you mean you heard me? I feel her in on the whole story, and she rushes home. Cole and I ended up staying in the basement with the animals until she got home. But before she did, you could hear something upstairs, not walking or sitting on things, but a pressure in the air, like a black hole that was slowly moving from one room to the next. She's freaking me out. and the word that I would instinctively describe it as is hungry. When she got home, you could feel the thing leave just as quickly as it came, like an overbearing predator presence just had flown out the window. We still never figured out what the hell was going on, and this is just one story of many unexplainable things that has happened to us, but this is the easiest to write down. My mother has passed away now, and I moved away to Arizona. But however, I go back to Iowa and I see Colin, and he's still creeped out by what happened. I will never truly be able to explain what happened, but all I know is that wasn't my mother's voice, and it was evil, and it was hungry.
Gosh, I'm telling you, that'd be like a skinny walkie.
We
were talking about a little bit the other day at work, actually.
About skinnies?
Yeah, a little bit.
What were y'all talking about?
Well, like, one of our Krogers, we had gone to Ball Rock together also, but, like, one of our newer Krogers, she was talking about how she had recently went, and she was telling her, like, oh, like, don't get creeped out if you do go see the sunrise, because I was talking about how, like, we had gone to see the sunrise, and how I like it. I was really pretty, like, going to see the sunrise over at Ball Rock. Mm-hmm. She's like, don't get freaked out, and she's like, what do you mean don't get freaked out? She's like, well, I don't know if you heard about, like, the skinwalkies. Like, we don't want to say it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to say it either. But, like, pretty much this is an entity that, like, shapeshifts.
We should go back.
I would love to. I would kind of want to go somewhere else, honestly. And we're going to see sunrise. Like, we're going to go to the same place. I don't know.
We've gone to pretty place.
I mean, I've gone so many times, honestly. I think I've gone already, like, 3 or 4 times. I would switch it up.
We should go to the pretty place. I've heard that place is really pretty.
Yeah, I've heard so, too. I went when I was in school. But, like, it wasn't during sunrise. It was just...
Was it pretty?
Yeah. Because I think I went there.
What did you think of the story?
It was pretty scary. But I'm thinking it's, like, a skinny walkie type of vibe. Because, like, they're shapeshifters. They, like, also, like, you know, they, like, take on the voice of, like, someone the person knows, you know?
Don't like it.
Like, I've heard, like, people say, like, when they've been in the woods, like... Because that's where, like, I guess, like, skinny walkies... I almost said it. Skinny walkies are, like, really prevalent. It's, like, I guess the woods... But people say they hear like a familiar voice, like their mom, or like if they were with someone, like apparently they'll like mimic like their dad if they were like with their dad, and like it somehow I guess heard it.
Have you seen those videos?
Or like where they mimic their own voice.
I was literally about to say that freaks me the fuck out when they mimic their like my own voice. I'm like,
Like that'd be terrible. Like, could you imagine being by yourself in the woods and like something's mimicking your exact voice?
I would hate it.
I'm fucking running. I'm terrified. I'm probably crying as I'm running. I'm like, oh my god.
I know.
I'm like, oh my god, I'm here.
Have you seen the ones where it's like in the people's house and they'll be like, honey, are you out in there? And it's like, oh no, it freaks me the fuck
scary.
Out. I found this comment that said, I had a similar experience a few years ago. I was living in an apartment with my husband and my 2-year-old daughter and our cats. My husband had left for work and I was packing the diaper bag in my kitchen with my daughter. I heard movement towards our bedroom and thought maybe my husband had stepped back in when I wasn't paying attention. And then I heard my husband say, babe, which was really odd because that's not what he calls me. My daughter started to run to our room and I started to try and run to our room, but I grabbed her arm and yelled back, what? With a response of, babe, please come here. Our cats were in the hallway heading towards our bedroom with their
poof, hairs up?
Yeah, with their poofed up. And the entire place just felt bad. My daughter and I stayed out until my husband got home from work. Ooh. Oh my
gosh.
That's spooky.
I was gonna say, have you ever experienced where, like, you think you're hearing someone say your name?
Yeah,
I've definitely experienced that. Do you think, like, that's...
Do you remember when we heard it at work?
That? Say your name? That really cheered me up. Because, like, we both heard it so clear.
I know, and I was like...
It was clear, guys. Maria...
You know, that's one of the first stories we told on the podcast.
Yeah.
That was
scary. That was generally pretty scary.
Oh, I don't... It freaks me out.
How crisp it was.
It was
so clear.
And the fact that we both heard it.
Yes. Like, yeah. No one was there to say Maria. No one was there.
No, literally no one fucking there.
That was scary. Oh my gosh, was skinny in our area? Black pig in your area. Skinny in your area. Oh my gosh.
Skinny in your
hair. It is. Look at us. <that.
laughs> Okay, this fucking Reddit story is not loading. It's gonna piss me off.
Oh my gosh, y'all. It's pissing me off.
Lily, don't make me mad right now.
Oh my gosh, think about Blackpink. You know Lisa?
I've heard of her, yeah.
What? Heard of her, yeah? Okay.
I'm aware of her.
Did you see her VMAs look?
I didn't see anything from the VMAs.
Oh my gosh. No, I've seen some of the looks pop up on my for you page. Hers was really beautiful. I loved it. I'll show you it.
Finally it started loading again.
Finally.
Yeah, I haven't read this story. Okay, I'll wait till we look at the look. But I haven't read this story at all. I just thought the title intrigued me. The title is, quote, I was hiding from your mom. And the other quote is, my mom is dead.
Oh.
I know. What is this gonna... Oh.
That's her look.
Oh, she looks fucking cunt as fuck. Are you kidding me?
Look at her makeup. Honestly, it's like a very basic makeup look, but it looks so cute.
She looks good.
Yeah, she looks great.
You look good.
Thank you. You too.
I want you.
Garu.
Actually, no, then I don't want you. You gotta come chasing
me. That's literally how it is. She's chasing him.
I don't chase.
He doesn't.
I don't chase at all.
Oh, this is a ninja.
I tried. Anyway, are you ready for the story?
I'm very much ready.
Okay. One of the creepiest stories I know personally is from my best friend when he was home at his house babysitting his friend's kid. The kid's name was Junior and was roughly 4 to 5, I want to say. His dad,
was a courier?
Don't fucking know.
Was a courier? I don't know what that is either.
So would often do deliveries late at night. So, it was a delivery job.
Yeah.
David, quote, in parentheses, my best friend, was a teen by this point, so being home alone with an adult was no great task. It's important to mention that his father was a pretty paranoid individual who brought... Let me ride the mic again. I feel like I was reading better when I had the mic in my hand.
Holy girl, yeah.
Yeah, get into it! It's important to mention that his father was a pretty paranoid individual who brought into a lot of... Bitch, what are up with these big ass words? Oh, fear-mongering. Okay, sorry. Who bought into a lot of fear-mongering in the world. So he had cameras set up all over the place. I want to say this happened in 2014. Anyways, David was busy in his bedroom and was minding his own business when he decided to head to the den, parentheses, where all the cameras happened to be set up. But the den was locked. David knocked on the door to the den and Junior opened it up. "Why'd you lock the door?" David asked. "Because of the lady," Junior said. Oh my god. "What lady?" David asked. "Your mom. I saw her in the kitchen." The house's living room was directly connected to the kitchen, and if you were standing in the kitchen entryway, you could see the door leading outside. It was like one of the screen sitting areas. Junior claimed that David's mother was right there in the doorway. Really strange, especially considering that David's mother had passed away just about 8 months prior. David was chilled by this remark.
Who knows?
Hopefully it's a ghost. It's kind
of her.
It's kind of cute if it was the ghost, but if it was a demon, I'm scared.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Like demons will like.
Well, they'll look like yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Where did I leave off? Oh my god.
Yeah,
I accidentally scrolled. David was completely chilled by this remark, but the skeptic in him knew that it was likely that it was just Junior's overly active imagination. So here we agreed to go in and check with him. He brought a kitchen knife with him. He walked with Junior down the hallway into the kitchen where the door was open. The door being open was pretty normal. It was a hot summer day and the house was trapped a lot of the heat. David stepped out of the oh my god, why am I having such a hard time with this one? David stepped out.
Who's Junior? Is Junior a friend?
Junior is the 4 to 5 year old that he was babysitting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know what? I was gonna say, you know what? I've heard that kids, like young kids,
can see ghosts.
They're more like susceptible, I guess, to them.
When I was a kid, we lived on a house that was on.
Wait for this one, huh? You said, can see ghosts? Ghosts
in your story. We lived on, like, a Civil War battleground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool. We would find, like, horseshoes from the time. Oh. We found, like, a bunch of little different artifacts. It was really cool. Oh. But...
Do you guys ever keep them?
I think my sister has a few of them. Mm-hmm. I think she has the horseshoe, and I think she found... I don't want to say a gas can, but something like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I really like the house. Sometimes I still drive by it, but... in the back of the house was like a really long hallway, and in the back of the house was my brother's bedroom and then me and my sister's bedroom, right?
Yeah.
And then right next to me and my sister's bedroom there was a bathroom right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, I did not like using that bathroom. Mm-hmm. I did not. It was creepy. It was a little, it had like that.
It gave you that vibe.
It had that vibe.
I get that.
But when I was like, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, maybe like 4 or 5, somewhere in there. My mom told me, I don't remember this, but my mom told me that I told her, I was like, I don't want to go pee in the bathroom. And when she asked me why, I was like, the man in the blue outfit stares at me.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? You little fucking gremlin.
I wish you like remembered it.
I know. I
wish you were like, you still had that memory from that. Seeing this man staring.
I wish I remembered it too. Oh, that just seems so...
Like, it was like, imagine being your mother hearing that.
And like...
Your 4-year-old's telling you, there's a man in a blue suit watching when I go in there to pee.
It
is. What
the fuck did you just say? The whole house was weird. I remember one time me and my sister were playing hide and seek, and I got on top of the fridge, and I was like crouched on top of the fridge, and my sister was in my parents' room counting. So I was on, which by the way, on top of the fridge, fucking worst hiding spot in the world. But
you're like, holy shit, won't look up here.
I'm on top of the fridge, and the fridge was like where the hallway was, where our bedrooms were, and my sister, my parents' room was all the way across the house. And so I'm sitting there on top of the fridge, and I heard footsteps coming down the hallway where my bedroom was, but my sister was on the other side of the house, and it was just us two home. That one I do remember. That one was spooky. But that house was, I don't know, it was really creepy.
Oh my gosh,
it was really haunted.
Scary. I have something I want to mention too. So, like, a few years ago, we had this family member that, like, had died, right? It was... Fuck, I don't remember who.
Oh, my God!
It was a family member that, like, I don't even think I ever met them, technically. Or maybe if I did meet them, I was, like, I was a kid. But it was a family that had died, right? And they were buried over in Mexico, obviously. And, my great-grandma, she was cleaning up his, like, tomb. It was an uncle. I just never met him. That's it.
Okay.
She was cleaning up his tomb, as she usually does. Because, like, he's died years ago. But, like, this story happened, like, a few years ago. They brought, though, like, my aunt, and then, like, my aunt's, like, daughter with her. And she was, like, probably, like, 3 years old. 3 or 4, also. And, they brought her, and they're, like, cleaning up the tomb. But they say, apparently, like, the little girl, she was, like, kind of, like, hi, like, come here. And, like, no, you come here to, like... someone over like
woods,
because like it was also kind of like wooded area also. She was like apparently like saying like, no, like you come here, like I'm not gonna come to you. And then like my aunt's like, who stands are you talking to, like what's happening? And she's like, the kids over there, they're telling me to go over there, but I'm telling them to come over here. And she's like, what kids? Because there's no kids, just trees and you know, the cemeteries, the like to tombs, I mean.
Spooky. Ew.
And my family says that the reason maybe like that happened, like why she was able to like see them and why they were like trying to get her to come over was like maybe to like to take her somewhere, you know, like these spirits take her to like some like underworld type shit. And that's the reason she saw her is because like she saw them. That means because she wasn't baptized. I thought she got baptized.
They said, come on.
That was what they said. Obviously, I have no idea. I really played any effects into it.
They said, come on, we're going to the church immediately.
No, yeah, and then they didn't take her there after that. I think even after she got baptized, they haven't taken her.
They said, let's go. Come on, let's go. Yeah. So funny.
That's what my family said. Like, since she wasn't baptized, that's why she saw it. I'm pretty sure that's I'm baptized. I'm pretty sure that's what my aunt said. My other aunt, the one that, like, does all the tarot readings and stuff like that. She's the one, I'm pretty sure she's the one that said, like, that's why she, like, they were able to, like, she was able to see them and why they were trying to get her to come. Because she wasn't baptized.
I'm not baptized. Obviously.
Fuck. Well, you're probably fine. You're not a kid anymore.
That's why I was seeing the fucking demons.
Maybe that's fucking it. You demon. Were baptized. And they're,
oh, no.
Maybe my aunt was on to something. Oh, that's, I mean, she's good now, but maybe. Who knows? Oh, yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Keep going with your story.
Oh, demons. He walked with Junior down the hall into the kitchen where the door was open. The door being open was pretty... I want to say, that's fucking weird. My family has never done that.
Leave the door open?
Yeah, leave the door open. I mean, my mom would sometimes, but we had, like, a glass screen door that you could... It had, like, two locks on it. So, like, it's not like it was, like, unsafe.
Okay, I was gonna say, at my grandma's house, I used to live there, like... I lived there from, like... I don't know, probably from, like, 5 to, like, 10 years old, like, on and off. Because, like, we also, like, moved a few times, so, like, then we moved back. But the point is, like, at her house, like, she always leaves her door open. Like, always. Like, really? She has two doors. Like I said, the screen door and then, like, the door.
Oh, does she keep the screen door shut?
It is shut, but, like, it's not locked. Especially with the old screen door she had. It was broken. That's actually, you couldn't lock it. She would just leave it open. But it's, like, also, like, I mean, I will give it to her. That neighborhood, like, yeah, we lived there on and off. But, like, even the years we did live there. Nothing ever happened there, like...
Fairly quiet.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. Like, nothing has ever happened that I can remember of where it was, like, unsafe. But, like, we're all always aware of, like... But also, the thing is, she's always, like, in the living room, too. She's either in the living room, she's either in the kitchen. Yeah, it's like she can very much see, and then also, like I said, nothing's ever happened.
I find it strange that in this story, it says that he was in his bedroom, and then he went to the, and then he walked out of his bedroom, but there was like a 4-year-old in the house, and they just had the like front door, they had the door, side door open when there was like a 4-year-old in the house.
And I told you, my grandma's. They have it open. I mean, currently, okay, maybe I shouldn't be airing on her fucking news like that, but like people living there, but like, I do have another younger, I'm telling you, that house is fucking packed. I have another, he's my cousin, a younger cousin living there, who's also, like, 3 or 4. Yeah, he's four. Living there, and like I said, they always have the door open.
Yeah. I just find it weird that it was, like, he wasn't in the room, like, or anywhere near the door. When, like, you know what I mean? Like, it said that he was in his bedroom, and you said your grandma's, like, usually in the living room.
Yeah.
So, he just wasn't watching the kid with the front door open?
I mean, he's a teenager.
I know, I mean, not the most responsible.
I mean, I'm not being fucking responsible at all, obviously, but instead of saying he's a teenager.
Like, I know.
I'm not surprised that he wasn't being responsible. I mean, an adult, but a teenager in charge of a 4-year-old.
God. Anyway, I'll talk about it.
Like, I get it if it's like an older teenager, but how old is he? I'm not gonna lie, I already forgot about this story. How old is he? Does he ever mention it?
It just says he was a teen at this point, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, either ways.
Anyway,
it happened.
With Junior down the hall into the kitchen where the door was open. The door being open was pretty normal. It was a hot summer day and the house tended to be troubled. David stepped onto the screen sitting area. He looked to his left on the ramp where his mother would usually get, where his mother used to sit. Nothing. He looked to his right, seeing the length of the yard. Nothing. Junior was insisting that there was someone there, which was strange considering usually in situations like these, kids tend to feel better after you poke around for them. David couldn't calm him down. Junior was certain. He kept saying, "I saw your mom. She was here." So David bargained with him. Everything's recorded on the camera, so we'll look at them. We'll know for certain whether someone was here or not. So they sifted through the cameras, and David looked at the timestamp around the time Junior claimed to see his deceased mother, and he stared down at the cameras as the timer clicked on. Nothing showed up. But suddenly, he was watching as the camera showed a figure enter his backyard from the front by pulling on the latch. An old woman, at least in her mid-60s, confidently walking through the backyard. She had cloth grocery bags in her hands, and she headed up the ramps and stood in the screened area for a few moments, then reached for the kitchen door, cracking it open. Then she stepped inside. At some point, Junior saw her in the kitchen and headed to David to tell him. Based off the camera timestamps, she stood in the kitchen for at least 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Wait, does he see her leave or not?
The absolute insane part is, she left as David went to investigate with Junior. The camera footage showed him looking around and her leaving as he looked around. When he looked to the left on the ramp, she'd come up. She had already been wrapped around and actually took the long way through the length of the yard. He looked right. When he looked right, he quite literally just missed her. It was a genuine matter. Maybe just like a half a second. Someone wandered right into the backyard, right into his kitchen, then stood there for 10 minutes in his kitchen doing God knows what. Nothing was stolen, nothing was harmed or anything. Well, anyways.
So it wasn't like, because I was going to say, like, was like, did the kid, like, maybe, like, actually see her, like, her ghost? Or, like, was it some random-ass lady walk in there and, like, the kid, like, because, I mean, if the kid's, like, 3 or 4, probably doesn't remember her face that well, and just, like, saw some random old lady and was like, oh, that's your mom.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, I'm like, was it actually, like, a person or, like, the spirit? Oh, that makes it creepier, though, since we don't know. Keep going.
Well, anyways, the night went on, nothing really came of it. Me, personally, I probably will phone the police, but David had some guns, and they were acquired through perhaps, they were acquired through perhaps some illegal methods, and they were locked away from everyone, which, whatever small comfort that is, lol. So David's instinct was that his dad would likely be furious if the police had been called. Well, anyway, some time passed, days, weeks, who knows? I'm not even sure this information came. Anyway, they just talk about, David not knowing if it was real or not.
Damn, I would definitely have loved that door. Wait, who's telling the story then?
It was David's friend.
Oh, okay.
It was David's friend telling it from
him. I would definitely make sure I would keep the fucking door locked after that. If I experience something like that, I'm definitely locking it.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. Because, also, him watching
it, it definitely had to be some random-ass lady, though, honestly. Because if he saw the person, and he didn't say in that story, oh, that was, like, he's like, yeah, that was, like, my mother I saw. It had to have been some random-ass lady.
I don't know.
And also, the way he said, some random person was just in my kitchen for, like, 10 minutes. He literally said that, like, some person was in my kitchen for 10 minutes doing God knows what. That's what you said.
Ew, I know.
That wasn't just your wording, right? That was just
no,
what you said.
No,
right?
That's what I said.
So that, it had to have been, okay, so it definitely had to have been.
Some rando?
Some rando. Because, like, I told you, a 3-4-year-old, they don't know, they probably don't remember them. That, well, died 8 months ago. So you just see some old-ass lady, maybe looks a little bit like her. That's... Oh my god, that's your dead mom. Like, that's your mom. I just saw her. She's
in the kitchen. Oh my god, that's your dead mom.
And then... But, like, if he also, like, physically saw it, he didn't recognize the person he saw.
That's just random. I don't like it. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm gonna chill.
That's scary. I would definitely be getting my door locked out of that. We're gonna lock this.
Yeah, I think we have time for one more story. Yes, so, I want you to pick based off the title.
Okay,
so the first one is the first and only time I picked up a hitchhiker, the first and only hitchhiker I will ever pick up.
Always scary.
Or happened to me when I was a kid and it still traumatizes me.
I want the hitchhiker one. I feel like hitchhiker, anytime I've ever heard a hitchhiking story, they're always creepy, no matter which point of view it is. Either the person that's picking the person up
or the hitchhiker.
Or the hitchhiker.
I know. Yes. Oh, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So last Friday, me, 25 female, had a little time to kill before picking my kids up from work, and it was a gorgeous day, so I decided to spend some time just cruising down the back roads in my hometown. It's small and rural.
Rural.
Oh my god, rural. Why can't I say that word? Rural?
You can't roll your R's.
Royal?
Rural?
It was a small...
Royal? It sounds like you're royal, not that I'm really paying attention.
Small and rural. I was listening to music. I passed this guy with a thumbs out, trying to catch a ride, and I almost went to pick up the guy. He looked to be about his late 30s, maybe early 40s, carrying a fishing pole and a backpack. Pretty innocent looking, I guess. But see, I'm a lone female. Okay,
I'm that one awesome. If I'm a female, I'm not stopping. I'm sorry.
Especially a 30 to 40-year-old man.
Just by that it's a man.
Just by that it's a man.
I'm not stopping. Sorry, call me a terrible person, but, like, I'm a woman. That's a man.
That's scary.
We know how things go. No. The bear.
But see, I'm a lone
I'm sorry, that's scary. And also, that's always how they always try to make this obviously seem themselves. Because obviously, they're not going to try to look scary off the bat. They want to seem like a normal person. Normal person, I guess.
But see, I'm a lone female. And I've...
She's just being smart.
And I've been taught with hundreds of hitchhiker stories gone wrong that I should just keep driving. So I kept driving. And as I'm driving, I am filled with this internal dialogue of guilt about my decision, about not picking up this guy. And I said, you know what? If I was hitchhiking, I'd hope that someone would pick me up. And I mean...
What's... You know what? Also, it's different, though.
I know.
She's a female... I mean, listen, I'm not saying women can't, like, cause harm on someone. But, like, again, when you're hearing these type of stories, who's usually the bad person? Just saying.
And I thought to myself, I mean,
I need not to be scared. If I'm the one hitchhiking, and again, a man picks me up,
yeah,
I'm fucking terrified.
I'm gonna wait. I'll get the next one. And I thought to myself, I mean, really, what could the worst? I mean, really, what what's the worst that could happen?
I could think of many bad things that could happen.
Mixed with my new self-improvement goal of doing the right thing that would oftentimes scare me, led me to the conclusion that if I looped back around, he was still walking, that I would pick him up. Sure enough, about 10 minutes later, he was still there, and I was feeling a little nervous about pulling over and getting him, but what was I to do? Peel out while he was trying to get in my vehicle. As soon as he gets in, I realized that I probably made a horrible mistake. Because
what?
I haven't read the story, and I'm already getting sad for, like, I'm already getting sad looking at. For one, because he seemed like he was tweaking balls and smelled god awful. And two, because this dude was looking at me like I was a feast and he was starving.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't realize exactly how rattled I was with my decision until he asked me for a smoke and my hands were shaking so bad I barely pulled one out of my pack without breaking it. Driving made it easier to hide my nerves, but internally freaking out and trying to decide how I would beat this guy's ass if he tried anything. His name was Wayne. He lived about 5 minutes from where I picked him up. Meanwhile, he was telling me about how he lost his license due to DUIs, and he was living in a house with an old man, and he tried to get him to come with him, but he didn't want to come, etc. He was also trying to talk me into hanging out at the said quote house with him, coming over for a drink and with him the next day. When I finally got to his destination, it was a little shack surrounded with these junk cars and shit. He got out, still trying to get me to come inside with him. I told him no, that I really had to get to work, feeling really relieved and a little proud about how I faced a fear of mine.
I'm glad so far nothing's happened to her, but goddamn, I really could have gone bone. Especially the way he was already acting from the beginning.
I know.
I thought we would have been like, yeah, never mind.
Fast forward to Monday. My instructor says, holy shit. Apparently someone got murdered down the road. Down the so-and-so road. Do you know anyone down that way? I said, wow, that's really ironic. I took a hitchhiker down that road on Friday. His name was Wayne something, I think. Probably wasn't 15 minutes later when I see little old Wayne's picture on Facebook saying the TBI has picked him up for stabbing someone to death at that very house and then I dropped him off at Friday.
That fucking old man he lives with.
Graphic information on how he stabbed him in the lungs and the victim bled out in that little shack. And the old man that he was, quote, living with doesn't even exist. Oh my God. I swear I will never pick up a hitchhiker in my life.
Bro. See, that's why I said hitchhiker stories are always so good. Because, like, I've heard so many stories where, like, the person they picked up will, like, end up being, like, a murderer. Or, like, uh-huh. Trying to do something to them. But I've also heard stories where, like, the person that picked them up. I remember hearing one, but, like, I can't remember, like, who it was. It was either, like, the person driving was, like, the murderer. Like the person that was hitchhiking uh-huh. found out later that they were a natural murderer, but, like, somehow they, like, got away because, like, I guess they didn't try anything. I remember hearing stories like this. Mm. But, yeah. Hitchhiking stories are always scary.
I know. I don't like them. Anyway, oh, my God. I'm getting the red light. Are you ready to go ahead and wrap this thing? No, I went to my teleprompter. Oh, my God. I told you I want to do it.
They love a little extra long podcast episode.
Wait, before we get into the teleprompter, do you mind if we take a quick little break really fast?
Yeah, take a break.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break.
We are going to be right back.
Okay, we're back. We are back together. Yes. We are doing a teleprompter game again. Maria yes, loves these.
I do love them. They're a little nerve-wracking, but it's so much fun.
It's like an adrenaline.
It is. Already messing up your words, I see.
No!
Okay. You know what? All I was going to say is I always go first.
No fucking way.
You're right. I think you should have the honors of going first. So here you go.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. That's I want to see the words as you go. I'm taking off my glasses.
Yeah, I got to get into it, girl.
Is the volume up?
When do I start? It doesn't even give me like a 3-2-1.
When it starts going down, going up, pay attention. Okay,
sorry. Today on Fresh Living, we're taking you to the heart of Utah for one of the most exciting events of the year, the annual Craft Lake City Festival. So get your crafting shoes on and get ready to celebrate.
Okay.
No.
Don't gag.
Sorry, not
there.
So get your crafting shoes on and get ready to celebrate with us and help us mark a special milestone. The 16th anniversary of this local beloved local favorite festival. Join us for a weekend filled with 500 local artisans, vintage vendors, foodies, youth entrepreneurs.
Oh, you did pretty good though. I feel like you only messed up that one time.
I know. I feel like that was good too.
That was pretty good.
It was the glasses.
I can't take my condoms out.
give me like 2 seconds.
Okay. Oh, Today on Fresh Living, we're taking you to Heart of Utah for one of the most exciting events of the year, the annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival. So get your crafting shoes on and get ready to celebrate with us as we help mark a special milestone. The 16th anniversary of this beloved local favorite festival. Join us for a weekend filled with over 500 local artisans, vintage vendors, foodies, youth entrepreneurs, performers, and STEM exhibitors.
You did really good.
No, I messed up 3 times.
No, I think that was good.
I messed up 3 times. Got me honest.
No, I am.
That's really good.
I was watching in awe, really.
He's so for real right now.
No, that was good.
Like, he's trying to hate on me right now, but absolutely.
You stumble on your words a little bit sometimes, but like, other than that, when you were getting it, you were really getting it.
I was.
You were like,
I will say that. That was good. When I actually did have my groove.
Yeah, when you were getting it, you were getting it. I was like, wow, I'm really impressed.
I know. But you know, it was this one meme where it's like, well, she's really good.
Yeah, from Camp Rock.
Yes, that's what I was doing.
She's really good. Girl, I know that video. I love that video.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to end it now.
Yeah, are you ready to wrap things up?
I'm ready to wrap this up, yeah.
Maria, I have a quick question for you.
What is it?
It's so funny, so silly. It's so silly. Where can everyone find us?
It's not silly. If you guys want to find us, we're on all streaming platforms, guys. Every single one. So there's no excuse to not find us. Not look for us. We're everywhere. And then if you want us to be a little bit more everywhere in your more personal in your personal spaces, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, even though we don't post not a goddamn thing.
You know, I was literally on it yesterday, and I was like, I literally pulled between. I was like, what should I tweet? Because I really want to tweet. And I was like,
I can't
think of anything.
No way! You can put any thought.
I was getting ready for
tomorrow's episode.
I don't know something. I wanted to be funny. Oh my god! I tweeted. Oh my god. I didn't tell you what happened. Oh my god. So I'm mutuals with someone on Twitter who has a pretty big Twitter account, right? Oh, this is deep.
So
I thought it would be funny. You know that Family Guy clip where it's like Lois at the podium and she's like, 9/11 was bad, and they all cheer? I thought it would be funny if I posted on Twitter just 9/11 was bad, because that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my tweet didn't do that good, if I'm being honest. It like got like one like, and I'm like, oh, so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But then 20 minutes later, my mutual with the big account says the same damn thing. And I was like, and their post got like 100 likes. And I was like, what is going on? Are you kidding me?
Well, like you said, they have more followers than you. So they already had people like already like following them.
It was, I just thought it was sick.
No, it is sick. Because you guys literally post the exact same thing. Yet two whole different results. It's like with the freaking interview. You did so great, yet such different results compared to the person that says, I'm just here for the money.
God, it's not funny. I actually can't even fucking believe it. Oh my god. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it is crazy, but yeah.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. Nathaniel, where can I find you?
I have a question. Have you ever thought about having a YouTube name or like a internet personality? Not like personality, but like, you know, like...
Like my own thing? I've definitely thought of it plenty of times. Don't get me wrong. I've thought of it plenty of times.
True, right.
Which is like... I mean, I told you I wanted to be a YouTuber when I was younger. Uh-huh. Like, I showed you my one intro I made. It was not good, but like, I don't know, that was like my, that was something I wanted when I was younger. Now I'm definitely not like, I don't want to be a YouTuber. I don't know, I don't have that urge to be a YouTuber, but like, I have the urge of like wanting to do more TikToks. The thing is, I just never do them. Like, I've had this idea of like doing a TikTok for work,
you know,
like of just me getting ready, like of my day, so I'm like getting ready for work, at work, and then like me leaving work, and then what I do, whatever, the rest of my day.
Let me tell you,
just never fucking do it. It's a thing.
You just like gotta do it.
I know, but I just like don't do it.
I know, but listen,
I just gotta do it.
So many times that I have ideas for TikToks for like months, and then when I do it, I'm just finally so proud of myself for you just gotta do it.
I know, but I just don't do it.
No, but you just have to. Like, you'll be so proud of yourself. Oh my god, and if you edit it too, that's gonna be like,
I always find myself wanting to do, like, makeup TikToks, too. But it's like, I feel like, I feel like my makeup doesn't, like, really pick up as much on camera. I don't know. I feel like I just do very basic makeup, also.
I think you should, you should start.
I very much do very basic makeup, actually.
I think you should, like, just, like, start trying new things and just do it. Just, like,
I know. The main thing is I just gotta do it.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You just gotta start doing it.
I know. Once you start don't doing yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. You just gotta do it.
That's just like how my process is too. It's like I sit there and I ponder an idea for like months on months on months. I'm just like, I'm gonna do that.
Maybe I will do it. I still haven't done that blith one. Oh my gosh, this thing might be blithed off. My fucking leg is broken. I don't know where it's at.
That doll in your back seat scared the fuck out of me, by the way. I think one of your like siblings left it's like an LOL doll, I think. It's like on the floor in your back seat. And I was looking in your car, I was like, because I was like, that's not her blith. If it wasn't been with your blith doll, that's more scary.
But
like, I already know what it is. So I'm like, oh god, that's a blith doll. That's just like a random doll. Like, and I was like, oh my Jesus Christ.
It was where my younger sister. She came in my car yesterday because me and my family, we switched plans. We switched mobile plans. Yeah, we went to T-Mobile and then we had to like get our phone sorted out. Was T-Mobile bad?
T-Mobile. No, I'm just kidding. I think T-Mobile's like the second best one.
Oh really?
I think Verizon, like, people are like, ooh, Verizon's so expensive, it's the best one. I think that was the one.
Well, yeah, anyways, we switched over, but, like, we were having problems with our phones, like, we were, and apparently when we pulled up to I was like, let's go to T-Mobile, because, like, I can't figure this out, because, like, I had to, like, because my mom, she got phones, but, like, mine, just like, I just had to change the SIM card.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this shit's fucking, like, I don't understand these fucking instructions. Okay, let me explain this. So, like, on the instructions, it's like, okay, you gotta make sure you turn off the SIM protection. I'm like, okay. What the fuck is that? So I Google it, and then I see, okay, how to get to it. I have to go to my settings, go to cellular, and then, like, you click on, like, SIM PIN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't fucking know this shit. I just kind of thought maybe it's, like, my password. So I put in my password. Mm-mm. And then I put these other numbers that, like, are usually, like, my passwords that, like, I put for, like, everything.
Uh-huh.
Put it in. Mm-mm. And the thing is, you only get 3 tries. Literally, I said 3 tries, and then I was like, fuck, I only have 1 try left. Even fuck with me more, because, like, it says there's 1 left. I'm like, fuck.
That was really funny.
So I was like, fuck, like, I really, like, I don't know how to get past this. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to mess this up more. So I was like, let me just go to T-Mobile. And I was like, do you want to just come to T-Mobile with me? Because, like, she was also having problems with her phones.
Uh-huh.
And, so we go over, and then, like, fix it all for us. And, like, the lady pretty much tells us, like, yeah. Because even the lady got stressed in the beginning. She was like, when she, like, realized what was happening, she was like, so pretty much the people that were, like, you guys were talking to on the phone, they, like, messed up the numbers. Because we were also supposed to get new numbers. Like, we didn't want to get new numbers. But, like, they were supposed to, like, give us old new numbers for, like, our phones. But they put the wrong numbers on the wrong phones. Like, one number that was supposed to go over to my phone went to a different phone that my mom had. Because the thing she was having on her phone, it was, like, calling a different phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it all got fixed up. And I still have my same number.
Okay,
because we also wanted to save our original numbers. We were like, why do they have all these numbers? We just wanted our original numbers to switch phones.
How are you liking T-Mobile?
I mean, nothing's changed for me, so.
You haven't noticed, like, you have faster service in, like, new places, or, like, slower service in, like, other places?
Nah, I've noticed not to get
Oh.
I don't think I've noticed anything, to be honest.
Anyway. If y'all want to find me, that's why I know you would do good at TikToks, because your comedic timing's really good too.
You think
that think was funny. So funny?
Thank you.
And then I tried the other part. That was so funny. That had me cackling. Anyway,
but you weren't.
I was cackling.
Really?
Roll the tapes.
I'm gonna be one of those situations again. I'm like, oh, what happened? And then it really.
Yeah, happened. And then I still remember. You told me multiple times that you'd be like, yeah, I knew that happened. I just wanted to be right. Like, I just wanted to, like...
See, the thing is, right now, that did not happen right now. It's not even me trying to be right. I just didn't remember you laughing about me doing that.
I thought I was laughing.
I don't even remember
a
reaction.
We watched the clip and it's just... That would be...
Yeah, I was right then.
Anyway, that's...
Maybe I was.
Anyway, if y'all want to find me, you all can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And you too. Oh my god. Also, I want to go ahead and put it on the podcast so that I don't, like, so I have to do it. We're getting a new setup. It's going to be either set up next week or the week after next.
Soon. I thought it was going to be more farther away.
No. It's going to be either the next time we film or the next time we film. We're not going to, I don't want to share what it is yet because I want to be, like, you know.
Like, well, like, should we have, like, an Easter?
Oh, what kind of Easter? It's still,
have
like.
Have you guys ever seen Wizard of Waverly Place? It's this very iconic scene that Alex is, she's doing something in her room. Newly renovated. I think it's a good Easter egg.
And we're also sticking to the same color palette, so that, because y'all know, y'all already know how we are.
Yeah, that's like, I guess that's like our little like watermark.
Yeah, that's what I've, you know,
you're the pink, I'm the purple, the light purple.
That's what I've always loved. Anyway,
you know, I've noticed a lot of people having lighter purple nails, like my color, lilac. Recently, everyone's been getting their nails done that color.
I wish you could get your nails done. I've been
complimenting so many.
Yeah, I know you have like the most cunt nails.
I would.
When we get office jobs, yes. Or when, you know.
Well, I'm trying. I want one. I feel like I would want an office job because like I've already done like the service jobs of like walking around and all that.
It sucks.
I would love to just have like my little cubicle.
And then with your nails.
Yes. Anyway. But yeah, soon we're gonna get there. Yeah. Told you, fixing up my life to be the life I do want.
I know.
And that's one of the factors. I don't want to live like this anymore.
No, I have a question. So, okay, which one would you prefer more?
Mm-hmm.
Getting an office job, mm-hmm, or this blowing
this
up?
This popping off. Come on. I've been committing this for 2 years. Almost three. This. Of course, this.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, yes, so that if you know, if you get your big girl office job, when we start getting,
no, yeah, go, crazy, the moment we make enough money, we're like, I'm able to comfortably just live off of this. Office job gone. God, if we're making big bucks now, our current job gone. Oh, I feel so good. Like, I'm never coming back. I feel so great.
That's so fucking funny.
I was like, you would keep it?
No, I wouldn't. That was so funny though.
I'm scared.
Bye. I mean, I just have a really hard time like quitting jobs. So I think like once we start making money, I probably like stick to the job for like maybe like a month after that, and I'd be like, hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely. Like, I would say, like, obviously, once I see we're doing good, I still like have it, my whatever job I have, still for like another moment. Cause like just like I said, just to make sure everything is good, not just like a 15-minute type fame.
Yeah. I was talking to ChatGPT, and I know like if you sometimes like when you pay for ads, sometimes you'll like get good for a while and they'll fall off. So I was talking to ChatGPT about how to be consistent, and they says we're doing great.
We are doing great.
It says that we're doing great, and it was like it told me like you should play into the fact that you're a gay man and like the gay man and woman dynamic. I don't really know how to play into that, though.
I mean,
God, bitch.
I guess be all more flamboyant. I feel like that's always what, like, it's always, like, perceived in, like,
media.
The most flamboyant gayest person ever. So I guess just lean into that is what it's saying.
Hey.
Literally just, like, lean into it. Lean it. Well, can't you see your fucking leg?
Y'all want this? Sorry. Anyway, okay, we gotta go. Like, we just have to go now.
We gotta go. We gotta make our
TikToks.
We gotta
go.
Dance.
Yeah, we gotta dance.
Carrie's dance.
So we're gonna go ahead and...
Also, the weather looks nice. Like, it was more gloomier, but I see the sun came out a little bit.
Hopefully it's not hot.
I don't think it will be.
Well, anyway.
I think the highest was, like, 80.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah, I checked. Okay, it was, like, 8 or 82.
Anyway, goodbye, girls. We gotta
Yay.
Go. Bye.
Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh my god, it's Hispanic Heritage Month?
Yes, I didn't have a topic for today. Sorry, guys, I forgot. But next week, I will have something for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I'll prepare something, too. I'd love to talk about it. Man. That was so funny.
You didn't know. Yes, he did. He's a liar. I told you there's gonna be a Hispanic Heritage Month dance.
Oh, you told me that? Oh, yes! Yeah, you did tell me that. I forgot.
Yes!
Also, I'm gonna tell you. I get off at like almost 4 that day, so like,
do you want to go?
I would love to go.
It'd be so much fun, and you'll be able to drink. You'll be able to drink, girl. You want to get down in that dance floor?
I know.
I'm excited.
Anyway.
Yay, we're going now.
Goodbye. Goodbye.